Taking the Next Step, 2014 National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, Conference for Families and Teachers, by Carlton Walker. From the editor, one activity that makes our convention unique is the annual program sponsored by the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC. No other conference in the world does as much to provide programming for blind children and their parents. Here is the list of activities they will enjoy this summer in Orlando. No matter where you are in your journey as the parent, or guardian, relative, or family friend of a blind, visually impaired child, you are on a journey. You have a past behind you that cannot be changed, and a future ahead that can be. The past can be incredibly valuable as a source of information and experience, but it can also be a source of regret. I often hear from parents of blind children who feel guilt over missed opportunities and wasted time. I completely understand these feelings, and I have felt them on many occasions, regarding my blind daughter, as well as my sighted son and daughter. My youngest child, Anna Catherine, lost a great deal of her vision in early infancy. However, my husband, Stephen, and I did not discover this for many months. An ophthalmologist told us that she was legally blind, but we didn't begin to comprehend that her visual loss was having an impact on her life until we noticed that she was not keeping up with her peers in terms of independent and confident movement around our community. In May 2005, when Anna Catherine was 4 years old, the three of us attended an amazing conference, sponsored by NOPBC and the National Federation of the Blind, at the NFB Jernigan Institute in Baltimore, Maryland. There, we learned about the importance of blindness skills and met many successful blind adults and educators. We even took home a long white cane for travel, which we soon put in the closet. You see, as a mom new to the world of blindness, I was petrified that I would do something wrong. I knew that I did not have the skills to teach my daughter what she needed to know. Even after attending the Baltimore conference, I didn't trust myself to implement the lessons we learned there. I was so afraid of teaching her incorrectly that I made the biggest mistake I could. I failed to teach her at all. Luckily, with the supportive persistence of NOPBC President Emerita Barbara Cheadle, our family attended the 2006 NFB National Convention in Dallas, Texas. Even though we had become stuck in our old ways for over a year, we knew we needed to take this next step toward getting Anna Catherine on the right track. You might remember that back in 2006, air travel was quite different from what we experience today. Each individual holding a ticket was entitled to take 2 full-sized pieces of luggage, plus a carry-on and a personal item. I have never been one to pack lightly, and I certainly did not do so when I had such a generous luggage allowance and when flying out to Dallas for a whole week. We arrived at the airport long-term parking lot with a small 5-year-old Anna Catherine, 6 full-sized pieces of wheeled luggage, 3 large carry-on items, 3 personal items, and a long white cane. As Stephen and I struggled to empty this immense amount of baggage from our minivan, I pulled out that long white cane. Looking at it with frustration, I told Anna Catherine, "Here, you take this." To be honest, I paid no attention to the cane until we arrived at the security gate. As Stephen and I focused on getting our carry-on and personal items through security, a TSA agent asked Anna Catherine to place the long white cane on the conveyor belt. Suddenly, my genial 5-year-old planted her feet on the floor and announced, "You cannot have my cane." Stephen and I stared at each other quizzically. I stammered, "Well, I guess it's a good thing we decided to pack the cane." I'd love to tell you that, at that moment, I got it, but I cannot. Instead of fully backing up our little girl's attempt to stand up for her rights, we cajoled her into letting the cane go through the conveyor belt and walking through the metal detector without her cane. After all, she hadn't had the cane for so long. How could it have become so important to her in the short trip from the airport parking lot to the security gate? I didn't get all of it then, but I did get some of it. My little girl demanded that she be allowed to keep her cane, even though she had not had very much instruction in using it. Her technique was not perfect, but she understood that her cane provided her the independence that she had been missing. Once she had that taste of independence, she was not about to give it up without a fight. And yes, I felt horrible about putting her cane in a closet for 14 months. 14 months of independence I could never give back to her, but I also began to see the independent future she could have ahead of her. It can be tempting to relive the past. However, our greatest opportunity for growth occurs when we learn from the past and use this information to shape our journey into the future. On July 1, 2014, take the next step of your journey with us, the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, as we partner with Professionals in Blindness Education, PIBE, to present information, ideas, and inspiration through speakers, workshops, and fellowship with parents, professionals, and successful blind adults eager to walk with us on this important journey. I invite you to take your cane out of the closet and join us. Taking the Next Step, 2014 NOPBC Conference, Schedule of Activities, Tentative. Note, NOPBC Children's Activities will take place in NFB Childcare throughout the week. Be sure to register your child with childcare. NFB Childcare has separate registration and fees. See the next article in this issue. Tuesday, July 1, full-day seminar for parents and teachers. 7:30 a.m. to 8:45 a.m. registration. 9 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. general session. Welcome, Carlton Walker, President NOPBC. Kid Talk with Dr. Mark Maurer. Kids get a chance to speak to the president of the National Federation of the Blind about anything on their minds. Taking the Next Step, Mark Riccobono, Executive Director, NFB Jernigan Institute. The Next Step, Adult and Student Voices from the NFB. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, ages 5 through 12, in NFB Childcare. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., NOPBC Youth Track Sessions, ages 12 through 18. Children who would like to take part in the Kid Talk with Dr. Maurer and Youth Track participants will begin the day with us in the general session, after which they will be escorted to childcare or their activity. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., Concurrent Workshops, Parents and Teachers, Independence in the Classroom, Tools, Tips, and Techniques for Setting Up the Classroom and Training the Student for Independent Functioning, Instructor Jackie Anderson, TBS. Independent Movement and Travel for Children with Additional Disabilities. Working Toward Maximum Independence and Self-Determination for the Child with Additional Disabilities, Instructor Denise Mackenstadt, NOMC. Low Vision Toolbox, Useful Items for Low Vision Students and How to Determine the Most Efficient Method for the Task, Instructor to be announced. First Steps, Exploration and Independent Movement and Travel in Early Childhood, Instructor Mary Jo Hartle, NOMC, TBS. Accessible Technology, Using Accessible Technology for Meaningful Participation in School, at Home, and in the Community. Instructor Eric Guillory, Director, Youth Services, Louisiana Center for the Blind. 12:15 p.m. to 2 p.m., lunch on your own. Pick up your child from NFB Childcare promptly after your workshop session ends at 12:15. 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., NFB Youth Track Sessions, ages 12 through 18. 2 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, ages 5 through 12, in NFB Childcare. 2 p.m. to 3:15 p.m., Concurrent Workshops, Parents and Teachers, Independence Skills at Home and in the Community. Teaching and Supporting the Development of Independence Skills for Full Participation in Home and Community Life. Instructor Mary Jo Hartle, NOMC, TBS. Hands Off, Honoring the Child's Right to Personal Space and Control over His or Her Body. Instructor to be announced. Independent Movement and Travel for the School-Age Student. High Expectations, Real-Life Goals, and How to Achieve Them in the Area of Independent Movement and Travel. Instructor to be announced. Tactile Graphics, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The Basics of Creating a Good Tactile Graphic that Will Really Work for the Blind Child. Instructor to be announced. I Get Around, Getting Around Independently When You Do Not Drive. Instructors Pam Allen, Director, Louisiana Center for the Blind, Roland Allen, NOMC. 3:30 p.m. to 4:45 p.m., Concurrent Workshops, Parents and Teachers, Low Vision Technology. From low-tech to high-tech, learn about the many options for the low-vision student. Instructor Janet Bernhardt, Owner, Low Vision, etc. Saying It My Way, Encouraging Communication, Learning, and Play in Children with Communication Needs. Instructor to be announced. Social Skills for the School-Age Child, Encouraging Appropriate Social Interaction and Play. Instructor Sheena Manuel, Outreach Specialist, Professional Development and Research Institute on Blindness. How to Set Up a Saturday School, Empowering Families to Learn and Teach the Skills of Independence. Instructor Jackie Anderson, TBS. College Checklist, Is Your Blind Child Ready? Are You Ready? Preparing for Heading Off to College, What Parents and Students Need to Know, with a special visit from The Roommates from Hell. Instructors Kim Cunningham, Second Vice President, NOPBC, Kaylee Joyner, Student, Ariel Silverman, PhD Candidate, Debbie Kent Stein, Editor, Future Reflections. 5 p.m. to 5:45 p.m., Youth Get-Together, ages 11 through 18. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., NOPBC Family Hospitality. Relax, chat, meet new families, and connect with old friends. Veteran parents will be on hand to welcome you and provide information. co-sponsored by PIBE. Wednesday, July 2, no NFB childcare on this day. 7 to 8:45 a.m., NOPBC board meeting. 8:45 to 10:30 a.m., Cane Walk, Session 1. 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., Cane Walk, Session 2. Learn and experience the discovery method of travel at these special workshops. Parents, teachers, blind children, siblings welcome. Instructors, Jeff Altman, NOMC, and other cane travel instructors. 2:45 p.m. to 4 p.m., NOPBC Youth Style Show. This is an opportunity for your aspiring model to take a walk down the runway in a favorite outfit from his or her closet. Contact Kim Cunningham at 713-501-9659 or Kim at Gulf Images Photo, GulfImagesPhoto.com to sign up and for further information. 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., NFB Youth Track Sessions, ages 11 through 18. Thursday, July 3, 12:45 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, ages 5 through 12, Youth Track Activity, ages 12 through 18. You may drop off your child early at Child Care on this afternoon so that you can attend the NOPBC Annual Meeting. 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., NOPBC Annual Meeting, Options and Opportunities. Keynote address by the 2014 Distinguished Educator of Blind Children Award winner, special guest speakers on accessible science, cutting-edge products and services, summer programs for our kids, parent power, and much more. Business meeting, elections. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Braille Book Fair. A Book Lover's Dream. Browse tables of new and used Braille and print Braille books. Volunteers will box your books and the post office will deliver them to your home as free matter. Books are free. Donations are encouraged to help support our Braille programs. Co-sponsored by NOPBC and NAPUB. Coordinator, Crystal Guillory, TBS, NFBL, Bell Coordinator. 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., Dad's Night Out. All dads, sighted and blind, are welcome. Contact Bill Cuco at 201-602-6318 for location. Friday, July 4, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., NOPBC Board Meeting. 7 p.m. to 9:45 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Workshops, Parents and Teachers. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, ages 5 through 12, Crafts and Games, for children whose parents are attending NOPBC Evening Workshops. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., Youth Track Activity, ages 12 through 18. 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m., Unified English Braille, UEB. It's new, it's coming. What is it, how will the transition be made, and what will it mean to your child? Instructor Casey Robertson, TBS. 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m., IEP Basics for Parents of Blind, Visually Impaired Students. The sections of the IEP, Essential Assessments, How Assessment Information is Used, How to Be an Active and Effective Participant. Instructor Carlton Walker, Attorney, TBS. 8:30 p.m. to 9:45 p.m., IEP Development and Legal Process Overview. Do's and Don'ts for the IEP Meeting, Preparing for Possible Mediation, Due Process, Appeal, etc. Overview of the Legal Process, How to Prepare for a Due Process Hearing so you don't have to have one. Instructor Carlton Walker, Attorney, TBS. NOPBC Insider Information. National Convention is a complicated week of events. Here are a few tips to help you stay organized and take advantage of the many opportunities that will be available. Registration information. The NOPBC conference takes place within the larger NFB convention. There are separate registrations and fees for the NOPBC conference, the NFB convention, and NFB childcare. The NOPBC conference mail-in registration form appears at the end of this article. We also hope to have online registration up and running soon. Check www.nfb.org for information. Register early to save money. To receive our special room rates, you must also register for the NFB convention. Pre-register by May 31 and save money for the NFB convention at www.nfb.org. Activities for children and youth. Childcare information. NOPBC children's activities take place in NFB childcare. If you would like your child to participate in an NOPBC children's activity, you must register your child for childcare for that day. NFB childcare information, registration forms, and fee information appear after this article. Child care will be provided by the NFB for children 6 weeks to 12 years each day, except Wednesday, July 2. Child care will also be available on banquet night, Sunday, July 6. The tween room will be open at various times during the week for informal fun for youth ages 11 to 14. The youth style show will take place on Wednesday afternoon, July 2. Youth 12 to 18 are invited to attend youth track activities. Seminar day information. On seminar day, Tuesday, July 1, adults, children, and youth start the morning together at the Taking the Next Step seminar. At the end of the general session, children who are pre-registered for childcare will be escorted to the childcare area, and youth 12 to 18 will be escorted to youth track activities. At the lunch break, pick up your children for lunch on your own. After lunch, there will be concurrent workshops for adults, a youth track activity, and activities for children in the childcare rooms. Other activities going on all week long. In addition to the special NOPBC activities for parents, children, and youth listed in this article, other activities that you and your child may be interested in attending will be going on all week. Often many activities are going on at the same time, and you and your child will have to make choices. Here is a sampling. NFB convention sessions, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Karaoke night, the mock trial, the talent show, a play written and performed by blind people, open houses of our blindness skills training centers, technology demos. Meetings of divisions such as blind students, sports and recreation, performing arts, writers, blind educators, office professionals, lawyers, computer science, employment, legislation, guide dog users, agriculture and equestrian, and classic car lovers. NFB banquet and scholarship presentations. Our incomparable exhibit hall. Registration. NOPBC 2014 Conference, Taking the Next Step. Make check payable to NOPBC and mail with form to Pat Renfranz. Spelling R-E-N-F-R-A-N-Z. NOPBC Treasurer, 397 Middle Oak Lane, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84108. Save money by pre-registering. Pre-registration must be postmarked by June 15. After June 15, please register on-site in Orlando. Fees. Adult, by June 15, $30. On-site in Orlando, $40. Family with two or more adults, by June 15, $50. On-site in Orlando, $70. Child, youth, up to 18 years, by June 15, free. Children are free, but please list names and ages below. On-site in Orlando, free. Adult name, space provided. Checkbox, parent of blind child. Checkbox, professional. Checkbox Other, space provided. Adult name, checkbox parents of blind child, checkbox professional, checkbox other, space provided. Please list additional adults on a separate sheet. Address, city, state, zip, phone, email, alternate phone. Child, youth 1, name, first and last, age, brief description of vision and any additional disabilities. Child, youth 2, space provided. Please list additional children youth on a separate sheet. How many? 1. Adult, space provided, at $30 pre-registration fee by June 15 equals blank dollars. Or on-site registration, blank adults, at $40 equals blank dollars. 2 or more adults, blank, pre-registered by June 15th, at $50 equals blank dollars. Or on-site registration, blank, at $70 equals blank dollars. Child youth, space provided, free. Total enclosed, blank dollars. For parents, teachers of blind children. Checkbox, I receive future reflections. Checkbox, this is my first national convention. If not, how many have you attended? Checkbox, I am a member of my state NFB, POBC. Please note, pre-registrations postmarked after June 15th will be returned. Also, remember that registrations for the NOPBC conference and NFB childcare are separate and must be mailed to different places. And to register for the 2014 NFB Annual Convention, again, a separate registration, go to https://nfb.org/national-convention.